This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As a result of flooding in North Carolina, more reaction to Donald Trump on the campaign trail as we get closer and closer, ladies and gentlemen, to that day that we elect a president. A little faux pas by the Trumpster today. He urged everyone to go out and vote and to make sure that they did that on November 28th. Kate Delaney, ATN, and that's where we stand, looking at this nation and what the buzz is across the land. Still continues to be, of course, this presidential year. I said the debates would really level everything and would be the whole enchilada because so many eyes would be on what was happening in and out of Washington, D.C., who is stumping for whom and who has jumped off the campaign trail for Donald Trump, especially that is the bigger news. Joining us now, Justin Duckham from Talk Media News. Hey, Justin, how are you?
Hey, doing pretty well. Great to be here.
So nobody's in Washington now. I shouldn't say nobody, because just because it's the lame duck session, that doesn't mean nobody's in Washington. But really, traditionally, this is where you are stumping for yourself, stumping for the presidential candidate. And you know all the talk has been about who's bailing on Donald Trump and the biggest, Paul Ryan. What's been the reaction to Ryan jumping ship?
Well, the biggest reaction has come from Donald Trump himself, who did not take this news kindly. He went on a bit of a tweet storm this morning saying that Ryan was an ineffective leader, saying that, essentially he will have to teach House Republicans how to win if elected president, and just not really giving the graceful exit for Ryan that, a lot of people, I guess, weren't expecting, but would be expected in sort of a traditional campaign year if you were caught on tape saying the things that Trump said. He also said tonight during a rally in Florida that he does not expect Paul Ryan to be Speaker of the House if he is elected president, saying that he thinks that he may be doing better in a different position. So kind of a thinly veiled threat there to challenge his role as Speaker of the House. Something that was actually reflected by Stephen Bannon, one of the top aides on Trump's campaign, the guy who used to run Breitbart News, who has been somebody who has been targeting Paul Ryan for quite some time now. His news site went after him pretty heavily, endorsed the candidate who was trying to take him down in his primary, and was just no friend to him as well. So this is what Trump is referring to as the unshackling, saying that he's no longer shackled by the Republican Party or the interest of it, and is just kind of going rogue and kind of carrying out a scorched-earth campaign.
Yeah, no kidding. And the next debate, what can you tell us about the next debate? Chris Wallace, right? He's the moderator.
Yeah, exactly. This is going to be taking place in Las Vegas. This is going to be taking place on, I believe, the 19th, and this should be pretty interesting. Trump has said that he is going to be attending this. There was some, doubt previously after the last debate, considering how hard he went after the moderators and that he could make a case that, he was not being treated fairly by the media and whatnot. But that's likely not going to take place this time around, considering that this is Chris Wallace, the one moderator who is considered to be, perhaps not in Trump's corner, since, Chris Wallace is a pretty strongly respected journalist, but obviously comes from a network that is generally kinder to Donald Trump than the rest of them, kind of gives him a fairer shake in his eyes. And this is going to be, pretty interesting. This will be this final debate that we're going to see between them. And judging from what we saw last time around, Trump is really just going on the attack. Last time around, he introduced the women of Bill Clinton. He then threatened to jail Hillary Clinton, something that wiped away what would have been the big story of Trump actually going after the Clinton marriage. So I can imagine that it's probably going to be just as aggressive as last time, if not more so.
Yeah, it's so interesting, too, the whole email thing with Hillary Clinton that she certainly is not going to shake. Trump had something to say about it. He said it's collusion and corruption of the highest order. So that's what he's really pushing as he's out there now in these last few weeks. And he's saying we have to investigate the investigation of the Clinton emails. And none of that's going on, right? This thing's been effectively dumped from that point of view.
Well, and also the email that he's referencing doesn't actually have anything to do with the email investigation. There was a lot of, hoopla made by the Trump campaign between a communication between the DOJ and Brian Fallon, the press secretary for Hillary Clinton. He used to work for the Department of Justice. But this was actually in regards to a FOIA request coming from Vice News and a subsequent lawsuit that ordered the release of Clinton's emails. This was not the email investigation itself. So therefore, just doesn't necessarily fall into what Donald Trump was describing. But either way, perception oftentimes, trumps reality, if you pardon the pun. And in this situation, it has become Trump's reality.
No kidding. All right, Justin Duckham, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. You have a good one.
You too. So you heard Justin say there the 19th, of course, Chris Wallace. That's the next debate. It will be different. It's a different format. You know, it's not that whole thing again where you've got two moderators, which does make a difference, and the town hall style, which that really didn't do much. It's interesting, too, because Trump, in the sense that Trump normally, that is what he's doing when he's out there campaigning. That's what you see him do in handling people and whatnot. But in looking at this debate a couple of days ago, it seems as though, at least poll-wise, Hillary Clinton is the one who's picking up a lot of the points. She's got a 9-point lead over Trump in Virginia. She's got, in other polls, big leads as well, up over 5% and 6%. But I still think you got to wait till you get closer. I really do believe it is absolutely a coin toss. Now, Glenn Beck came out and he said, I considered voting for Hillary. He said, Donald Trump is so unstable, so dangerous, that it's crossed my mind. Wow. I mean, that is almost nuclear when you hear a guy like Glenn Beck not saying that he would go for Donald Trump and saying that he has to consider voting for Hillary Clinton. You know, this is the thing. Would really anybody who is an absolute lifelong conservative, somebody who votes for whoever the party is, would they really, really, really turn and vote for Hillary Clinton? In an interview on Vice News, that's what Glenn Beck said. He said, I'll tell you, it's crossed my mind. And to vote for Hillary, it's crossed my mind. I think Donald Trump is just that dangerous. I can't do it because she's just a horse of a different color, he said. She said he never considered voting for Trump, though. And he said he would vote for Daryl Castle, the Constitution Party president nominee. He said that if the consequence of standing against Trump and for principles is indeed the election of Hillary Clinton, so be it. At least it is a moral, ethical choice. So he says, if you vote for Donald Trump, it's unethical. It's immoral. Do you feel that way? 855-266-5283. Let me throw those digits at you. 855-266-5283. Meet you over the fence.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, Numana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only Numana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the Numana difference.
American-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Alright, good news. We've got a quick sports zipper to throw in here for you. Some breaking news. The breaking news is this. The Cubs win. Let me say this again. The Cubs win 6-5. They put away San Francisco. So they win their series 3-1. A 4-run rally in the 9th inning made the difference to squelch the Giants' mojo to return to the National League Championship Series with that win. So congratulations to the Chicago Cubs. They move on in the playoffs, and we'll see how far that goes. But, wow, that's pretty big. All right, here's another quick sports note, because coming up, of course, in our next hour at the in the last segment, we'll do our Nail the Score segment. That means you, all of you listening to me right now, seriously, you should jump in on this. Why? Because it's like playing the lottery for free. Last segment of the next hour, Nail the Score, whatever the game of the week is in the NFL, and it could be any game, it doesn't matter. You just tell us what team wins and what the final score is going to be. So if you don't know football, it doesn't matter. If you do know football, it doesn't matter. You're picking teams and giving us a number. So speaking of football, the 49ers are going to start Colin Kaepernick at quarterback. They're going to bench Blaine Gabbert. Wow, huge news. Kaepernick has the number one selling jersey in the NFL. Why? Partially because he's taken a knee. He's not standing for the national anthem. He's protesting what he says is the way black men are treated in this country, and he's referring to some of the shootings that have happened. So that's huge news, because I'm wondering what the reaction will be. Gabbert has done nothing for the 49ers, and Chip Kelly said that he would pull the trigger and go to his backup quarterback if that were the case. So that's what's going to happen. I wonder if there's going to be any protest, because just as many people who are backing Kaepernick, there are many people who are not, including Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who said this was okay, great, you protested, I'm all for freedom of speech, all that, but it's enough is enough already. All right, so you can throw your two cents in on that, certainly. The debate, what Glenn Beck has to say, any of that. Let me throw out the digits again. 855-266-5283. I'm going to do it in reverse. 3825, no. My crazy dyslexia for numbers, that would really confuse all of you. I'll say it again. 855-266-5283. Let's go out to David in California. Hi, David. How are you?
Well, hi, Kate. I'm glad you did the sports coverage there. Since you were talking about our city twice there, it is noticeably quiet in the Mission. And I've been down here probably for the last three times that we got in the series, got in the playoffs, and enormous driving through town. In fact, I'm down in the Mission, and the old fashioned cars, the lowriders, they would parade around here in regal splendor, let's say, every time we got in the playoffs or the series or won the series. So it's noticeably quiet in the Mission tonight. But regarding Kaepernick, he's admired. San Francisco's got a real problem with these police shootings. I don't want to, take the time tonight to talk about a kid named Kenneth Harding, but he was shot in the back by three cops as he's running away from not paying $2.
I know that story. Yeah.
Yeah, horrible business. And they tried to claim he was a runaway fugitive and a murderer and everything else, but it was all over $2 and whether he sneaked onto a bus without paying fare. So, Kaepernick is well admired out here. You know, what I was interested in, though, is the fear industry. And, you know, as we look at the election, basically we're trapped ever since 9/11. The Patriot Act has created top-secret budgets, and that flies in the face of what America was supposed to be, taxation with representation, that we, the people, get to decide how our taxes are being spent. Well, if these guys are coming up with top-secret budgets, not only for top-secret weapons, but top-secret wars, wars that aren't even declared, and they're handing out, arsenals to the police forces who are killing kids for not paying $2 on a bus, there's something wrong with that. So I'm really bugged by the way this election season is going. I'm personally a Green Party member, so I'll vote for Jill Stein without any problem. But, the idea that whether you've been in advertising long enough, or, they really, since little old ladies are the ones that vote, they have to scare little old ladies into voting for each other. And, so the whole idea of whether there's boogeymen or scary clowns Al-Qaeda. It's all a matter of whether or not these top secret budgets get advanced further.
I agree with you on that. I agree with you. The Patriot Act had its time, its moment in time, understandably, right on the heels of 9/11. The problem is when you jam that in and then everybody's hysterical, and I was there in New York, and rightfully so. It was like, who are we getting? What's going on? What are we doing? I don't care if you are the left of left, right of right. Everybody's together. But then, David, as you know, that's what happens is things get chunked into it. Mysteriously, rights get shoved aside, and it's the overreach is outrageous, and not knowing what's behind it.
Sure. And, out here in San Francisco, I work on energy issues, and one of the things I chase after Dick Cheney, because I think a big part of these top-secret budgets is what he came up with before 9/11, and that was the Energy Policy Group. And it was basically he declared that oil and gas and whatnot were top secret. And so he came up with his Cheney energy policy before 9/11, and that to this day is top secret. And
yeah.
So I think that stealing oil around the world is a major part of where these wars are derived from. And
yeah.
until we can get to see that Cheney energy policy, we're never going to find out the truth about ISIS. We're never going to find the truth about Al-Qaeda and Saudi Arabia. And, you know, we just bombed a funeral parlor in Yemen, killed, what, 150 people, injured 500 people, and we're, you know, basically claiming that it's our right to kill people with top secret wars over oil holdings. It's, you know, this is an insult to America to claim top secret budgets and then run an election year on scaring little old ladies.
Yeah, how about that, David? You bring up a good point. How many other people, thank you, David, how many people agree with David that it is the scare tactics and that's what the idea is when there's an election cycle? Well, of course, that's always the way it is, though. However, David knows this, that it's terrible, it's brutal, it's what's happened before. The thing that I think is the most brutal and should actually be brought up the most is what's happening with healthcare. Because healthcare, I see with my own eyes. I talk to people. I see it with my own family. I see it with my friends who have businesses, who have given people jobs, who had to increase their healthcare because they had no choice. They were forced to make a change in healthcare. It's atrocious. To me, this is what's getting shoved under the rug and needs to be brought out much, much more. And I also agree with something he said there about Saudi Arabia. I think more dominoes need to fall in Saudi Arabia. I mean, here's the problem where he's talking about the thing in Yemen. You have to decide, do we believe in the drones and using drones to eliminate cockroaches and problems that are happening, like Yemen? We certainly know from having Jeff Atticott, who I think is one of the most brilliant people on this show, to talk about security issues, and others who are ex-military, others who are ex-Pentagon guys, my own sources, the things that are happening in some of these places in the Middle East would, David, make your skin crawl, because there absolutely are things that are, there are people at work that are, have nefarious ideas about what they want to do to the United States. But to his point of the over the top scare tactics, I completely, completely understand. And then it's a question of, do you use the drone and then you risk collateral damage or not? You know, so he said a couple of things there in that few minutes that he was on the air with us. All right, you can throw in yours, as I keep saying. It's like chucking pennies in the wishing well. 855-266-5283. Be back in a flash.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
I also don't know a lot of casino operators who managed to lose almost $1 billion in a year. They say the house always wins. I don't know what happened.
It's Obama out on the campaign trail stumping for Hillary Clinton. Obviously, you heard there, taking a chunk out of Donald Trump and his finances. It's going to get ugly these next 3-4 weeks, but that's politics. You know, I went back in the archives and I looked up. When I say the archives, I went back through the miracle of the internet, and it was an easy search to do, my friends. And of course, I like political history, and I like anything to do with presidential history. So this is nothing new. There's been a ton of books written about various races and various presidents. And when you go back, you find that these all kind of get nasty, right? In the end, it matters what you, the voters, say, and the Electoral College ultimately, what you want to see for America, who you think is the best for the next 4 years in the one branch of government. Thank goodness we have three. Because if not, it'd be frightening to me. It's supposedly checks and balances, right? All right, I threw something else out that is like a political hot wire. After 5 weeks of watching Blaine Gabbert really struggle, Chip Kelly makes a change. He announced today Colin Kaepernick is his starting quarterback for Sunday's game against Buffalo, a decision that follows weeks of speculation as to what was going to happen. So Kelly says he is the guy, and he's confident about it. His jersey is the top-selling jersey, And you heard Dave, if you were listening moments ago, that he said San Francisco is behind Kaepernick. Not everybody, however. There are plenty pockets of boys in blue, like Santa Clara police, that are not thrilled about Colin Kaepernick. And Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, as I said, is not a believer in protesting by sitting or kneeling during the national anthem. She said the protests are really dumb. So if you want to throw in on that, you can too. 855-266-5283. Jump on the phone line, or you can send me an email at americatonight.net. Don't forget, Nail the Score. Next hour, last segment, maybe you will be a winner. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hi, Dan.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Okay, I got a few things to run down.
I like that. Did you make your list while you were listening?
Yes, Christmas list.
Go for it.
Okay. Donald Trump is going to win this thing. He's going to kick butt all the way. The man is fighting the national news media, all in conjunction with Hillary. And the WikiLeaks dropped today. Just absolutely, and all, the last one as well, just absolutely confirmed it. I mean, Podesta, Halderman, or whatever his name is that works for them. You know who I'm talking about, the guy.
Yeah.
And they're back and forth talking about how they were talking about Trump, and don't you think your campaign is rather childish, blah, 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 trying to get Trump's ire up, and just one thing after another, showing how holes in all of them were in the tank. Raddatz was in the tank, the whole nine yards. Brazil giving a question answer to Hillary before the debate, one day before she became the head of the National Democratic Party. My God, man, this is collusion on the maximum scale. And this is absolutely abhorrent for people in this country to have this kind of stuff going on. After Trump gets in, he needs to take a broom with a special order from Congress to the national news media and ban every single one of these people from being in it and start all over with an open society of news people that are from the people of America itself. Not the graduates from the communist, Marxist, socialist little club that they send out there, which I know you had to attend as well, and keep your mouth shut so that you'd get good grades where you can pass and get out and get a decent job and become the star of the world that you are today, right? Now, Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck used to be an alcoholic Democrat, and he found God, and he became a great little Christian right-winger who, in reality, is still a left-wing little nut job, gathering all his little programs together to where he can fill his little bank account and take care of old buddy in the future when he's retired and back to hanging on the bottle. I have no respect for Beck. He just sucks. No offense, man, you know, but that's the way that I feel about it. Now, Kaepernick, okay, you want to get out there on the field with the big boys? Guess what, Kaepernick? They're going to have a mark on you. You don't want to salute the flag that people have died for this nation? Guess what, cowboy? You're going to get yours. And that's the way it's going to be. Now,
I think there is going to be some problems with Kaepernick. I agree
with you.
You
betcha. He's going to have a target on his back. They're going to send him to the hospital real damn quick.
Yeah.
Because we are fed up with these little nanty-panty protesters. And listen, I am pro-black. I have been for years and years and years and years and years, but here's the situation. If my black brothers and sisters have this much problems with the way they're treated in this country, there's a country they can go to called Africa. There's all kinds of countries in Africa that would take them back and they would look just like the people there. And there's no problem. We'll be glad to help them finance their trip over. And no more welfare, no more SSI, no more Social Security, no more VHX, no more nothing. Just you go and live your life as a free black man or black woman or black person in Africa. I'm sorry. I've had all the black protest crap after 150 years of protests Not so much in that.
But Dan, don't you think there? I mean, and you say it. You say you're a friend of the black man.
One more thing. One more thing, Kate.
Go ahead.
Okay. The Democratic Party was founded to be a racist party. Nelson Bedford Forrest was the head of the Ku Klux Klan, and he was a Democrat. The Democratic Party have been the racist all the way along. They trying to keep everybody down on the plantation. I'm telling you, the Democratic Party has used the black people in this country year after year after year after year, and always promising next year, just give us the power, blah, 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 blah. And every time they wind up with an excrement sandwich. It's just absolutely terrible the way they're treated. And you'd think sooner or later they'd get smart enough to realize these people don't have your best interests in mind. They're using you. Don't you feel kind of like dirty to be used this many years in a row?
Mm-hmm. Here's what I would say to that. I would say that what Dan said there about, I don't agree with what he said about go back to Africa. Oh, that's harsh. And come on now, Dan. But what I do agree, and I understand his sentiment, I mean, because that's just crazy. What I do agree with Dan about is the Democratic Party can use that. Some have used that to their advantage, and what are they really doing? We've had a balanced approach to this, and we've had people on from the black conservative point of view and from the black liberal point of view as well, talking about this. And I can tell you that, you know, gosh, as somebody who comes from a family that has some police officers in it, some of the horrific things that have happened deep in the inner city. And there have been egregious things that have happened to black people. And there have been things that are not egregious, but that have been made to look that way. And yes, there are community problems. I saw firsthand in Dallas what a fabulous job that was done in Dallas with the police force and people in the community. And then unfortunately you saw that five cops got killed. And that had nothing, in the end, that had nothing to do with, how the cops were killed ultimately was somebody that was completely just out of his mind. But it was horrible and it was sad and it just pushed that train further down the tracks. So I would say, Dan, that I would have to disagree vehemently with some of those comments, but agree that yes, the Democratic Party, on the other hand, they have been users. Some of them have been users. And then yet, are they doing anything when they get in office? Are they changing anything? And the answer is not really. Not really. Everett is listening to us in Washington. Hey, Everett, how are you?
Great. I wanted to comment on the Kaepernick thing.
Yeah.
Oh, Dan probably get his wish because he's going to play Buffalo, and Buffalo's got good defense.
They do. You're right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. As far as the presidential debate, I think I'm going to vote for Alec Baldwin.
You know what? Alec Baldwin actually has done a pretty good job, I think, in his imitation of Donald Trump, I have to say. The makeup is crazy. Yeah.
He hit it right on.
He did. It was kind of like Tina Fey and Sarah Palin.
Oh yeah. She was great.
Yeah, and even the woman, the comedian Kate McKinnon, her name is, who's doing Hillary Clinton, has her down pretty good too, the shoulder shake and all of that.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
It's pretty funny. You gotta love it.
Yeah.
Cracks me up.
The only bad thing about that presidential debate, no matter who we choose, we're gonna lose.
That's right. I mean, listen, so whatever you're thinking, you and I, Everett, are on the same page. Absolutely. I think you're right. I think that I heard Mary Matlin say this so well. Thanks for the call. We're up against it. That Trump wouldn't have been her first choice or third or fourth or fifth or 16th. But that in her case, hey, this is my party. I got to vote in this direction. But this is what the Republicans have done to themselves and the Democrats for that matter. We're swinging for the fences. Talk to you in a few.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side.
the good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links, you'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome, Matt. I don't care if you are confused, you're no label dude, you are right of right, left of left, or somewhere in between, or you really don't like any of the candidates, but hey, this is what we got. It's a coin flip. The polls are all over the board. We'll talk about those. Talked about Glenn Beck, who said he wouldn't vote for Trump and what direction he was voting in. And also threw in Colin Kaepernick will start for the 49ers. And even a Supreme Court justice the other day said, I'm just not on board with this whole protesting thing. Come on, give me a break already. And so now let's see what happens, because he's the quarterback. Chip Kelly's not concerned about that. I think 49er management is, and I guarantee the NFL won't say it, but they're not completely thrilled with this at all. Where do you stand? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Let's go to Tom in Baltimore. Hey, Tom, how are you?
Hi, Kate Blaney. Your voice
Hello.
Is so pleasant late at night when I'm
Thank
up.
Thank you.
I so enjoy listening to you.
Thanks.
Although I only get to talk to you infrequently, it's always a pleasure.
Thanks.
And, wow, things are so much worse than people realize. And by the way, if I could say to folks that are listening, please don't vote on who you just think or feel is going to be best for the country. Look at who you think is best going to follow the rules. You know, that's what has gotten us into so much trouble. And where we are today, you know, the founders, they set up our Constitution, and it was very clear in so many ways. And like anything else, it's the set of rules that our politicians, our elected officials are supposed to follow so that we don't go astray. And we've gone so astray. We don't have an honest money system.
I agree with that.
We have so many agencies that simply are not constitutional. Take, for instance, the Department of Education. People like it, I guess, but it's not constitutional. The Environmental Protection Agency, not constitutional, unlawful. The Department of Agriculture, same thing. Department of, or the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms.
Yeah, how about the Federal Reserve?
That's not even part of the government.
I know.
Let alone unconstitutional. They're part of the problem. And now that you bring that up, people were complaining about the tax situation with Donald Trump. The IRS is not a lawful agency. It's a private corporation. That is the absolute fact of the matter. And by the way, your money does not go to the programs that you think it goes to. It goes to the IRS. And from there, they give it to the Federal Reserve. We just talked about the Federal Reserve. So
yeah.
It doesn't go to the programs that Hillary Clinton is saying Donald Trump has cheated the country out of by not paying taxes or by utilizing certain rules within the code. Congress, they pass a law. They allocate for certain funds. And here's the real kicker, Kate. They have to buy the money from the Federal Reserve
at cost.
Yeah, and then
crazy.
They can spend it. And people wonder, how do we find ourselves with such a deficit? Well, it's mathematically impossible to ever pay that back. Think about it. If you're paying for what you're borrowing to utilize to pay back a loan, you're always going to be in debt. And it was certainly designed that way.
Yeah. Yeah, and, I agree. Yeah.
You know, it's just one thing after another where they're eating out our substance, and this country was not supposed to operate that way. It really was not. The powers delegated by the Constitution to the federal government are very few, and they were defined very clearly. And if you don't follow the rules, you have a government that runs amok. And I'll leave you with this. Someone said, and you might know this, Kate.
Yeah.
But I bet you it'll surprise a lot of people. Any government which utilizes a parliamentary, i.e. a representative form of democracy, is bound to become corrupt very quickly and bankrupt its people. Who do you think said that?
Bankrupt its people. I've heard it. I don't know. Who said it?
Muammar Gaddafi.
That's right. You're right. I heard it on, maybe it was Vice. I think I heard it on Vice that was a quote when he was getting slaughtered, actually. And there was a little, there's a documentary about him. Yeah, absolutely. I don't know. Do you think that's true?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, here's what it is. Ultimate, who said this? You know, power corrupts. Ultimate power corrupts. That's what happens.
You know, in 2012, our government passed an amendment to the NDAA, the Smith-Mundt Reform Act, and it legalized the federal government to propagandize the American people in print, video, audio, in any way it would like to further its goals. So you can't trust anything that you hear, read, or that comes out of a politician's mouth. By law, they're telling you, this is what we're doing. And by the way, the first year, the Pentagon spent $4 billion on that program to propagandize the American people. So, you know, I say this, and I'll leave it with this so other callers can get in. Nullius in verba. Take no man's word for it.
There you go. Nullius in verba. I like it, Tom. Thank you. Take no man's word for it. That's right, because you have to educate and decide yourself what's happening. Philip in Evansville, thank you so much for the call. What's up, Philip?
Yeah, hey, just a few minutes ago I was listening to the Free Talk Live. Is this the same show that you are?
No.
Okay.
Sorry. Well, sorry.
All right. There must be on tape delay or something here. I don't know if you're discussing the same subject or not.
No, probably not, but again, go back to the show and then you'll be able to hear it. You can send the guys a note. And let's go to Luella, finish there. Hey, Luella.
Hi.
What's on your mind?
Oh, well, I just wanted to say that Donald Trump is at least looking out for to change things, including global government. He's not in favor of that. And the immigration of so many extra people in the United States, he wants to put a curtail on that.
Mm-hmm.
And change things, correct things that are going wrong in our government today. And that other gentleman that was just on is saying that politicians are corrupt. Well, Donald Trump is not a politician.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
So you vote for Donald Trump and you think that who cares about whatever the other stuff is that's going on with the videotape or things that were said.
Yeah, but that's, some stuff in the past that doesn't make it, that doesn't guide his direction in fairness and truth in action for America. Donald Trump is sincerely interested in what is good for America. And there's too much corruption out there. And the Center for Disease is not a governmental organization either. And they're trying to tell us that we have to accept the vaccinations. And all vaccinations, I heard on Internet radio from the Power Hour, that are contaminated with Monsanto's weed killer Roundup. Every vaccination has it in it, and we're supposed to accept that crap. So that's my...
Here's what I would say, Luella. Thanks for the call. That you go along pretty much with what Tom was saying then. You decide for yourself. The more educated you are on how you see, feel, believe the nation is headed, what's wrong, what needs to happen, that's how you educate yourself and make the right kind of vote for you, that's for sure. Please go out and vote. I hope we have astronomical numbers. Thanks for listening to America Tonight.
With a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, watch that sound. Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds. I'm getting so much resistance.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D. are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled akashicuniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.